Jesus. Jesus. Do you believe there's power in the name of Jesus? Power, power in the name of Jesus. God loved us so much, He sent Jesus. He knew we would never ever get it right. So He sent Jesus. 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 Let us pray. Jesus, our Father and our God, we bow this morning to say thank you for Jesus. Thank you for Jesus. Because of Jesus, we are forgiven. Because of Jesus, we can have the victory. Because of Jesus, we can be healed. Because of Jesus. So God, we have gathered here to hear a word from you. Lord God, you know what we stand in need of. So now we thank you in advance for making a way. We thank you, God, for healing us. We thank you, God, for comforting us. We thank you, God, for delivering us. We thank you, God, for empowering us. God, we thank you, God, for encouraging, just encouraging us, Lord God. God, it's already done. We must believe it. So Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. Rise up in me now, Lord God, and preach a word for your people, Lord God. I pray that your power, your anointing, your glory be felt throughout this entire building. Lord God, if there be anything in me that would block me from hearing from you, Lord God, strip it away, rip it out of me right now in the name of Jesus. God, whatever you give me for your people, I will stand here boldly and declare it. So have your way, God. Have your way. Have your way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah, God. Jesus. Jesus, there is power in the name of Jesus. So this morning, God is taking us back to the Old Testament. Last week, we talked about the fear factor. I pray someone was blessed by it and began to look at areas in their lives that they need to just believe the word and get rid of that fear factor. So the Old Testament, we're going to the book of Job this morning. You all are familiar with Job. Some are. Some people call him Job, J-O-B. But I ask that you get a Bible, locate the book of Job, and we're going to start with chapter 1. This is a long passage of scripture, so I'm not going to read all of it, but in your leisure, at your time, read the entire book of Job and see what the Spirit of the Lord is saying directly to you. So when you have found the book of Job, please stand in reverence to the Holy Word as I read from the NIV Bible. We're starting with the sixth verse, Job chapter 1, starting with the sixth verse. If you're able, and only if you're able, please stand. And if you're not able, we pray for your health and your strength in the Lord. And in the NIV Bible, starting with verse 6, it reads this way. One day the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them. The Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" Satan answered the Lord, "From roaming through the earth and going back and forth in it." Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil." Satan said, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the works of his hand so that his flock and his herds are spread throughout the land. But stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face." The Lord said to Satan, "Very well, then. Everything he has is in your hand, but on the man himself, do not lay a finger." Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. One day when Job's sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house, a messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the donkeys were grazing nearby, and the Sabaeans attacked and carried them off. They put the servants to the sword, and I'm the only one who has escaped to tell you." Then while he was still speaking, another messenger came and said, "The fire of God fell from the sky and burned up the sheep and the servants, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another servant came and said, "The Chaldeans formed three raiding parties and swept down on the camels and carried them off. They put the servants to the sword, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, yet another messenger came and said, "Your sons and your daughters were feasting and drinking wine in the oldest brother's house, when suddenly a mighty wind swept in from the desert and struck the four corners of the house. It collapsed on them and they are dead. And I am the only one who has escaped to tell you." At this, Job got up, tore his robe, shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship. He fell to the ground in worship. He fell to the ground in worship and said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. May the name of the Lord be praised." In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. You may be seated. I know that was a long read. He fell to the ground and he worshiped. Oh, God. He fell to the ground and he worshiped. Hallelujah, Lord God. God knows what we need, and I thank God for it. So God has a message for us this morning. God has a message for the church. And the title this morning is, "When Life Changes Without Notice." When life changes without notice. See, we all know something about that. When your life changes without notice. Today is September 11th. And throughout last week and even this morning, I heard many reflections relating to the 9/11 events in 2001. The survivors, they talked about their loved ones, and they reflected on the persons that were killed in the attack. The programs wanted us to be mindful of that experience when terror came to America. Most of us can remember where we were that day. The terrorists hijacked 4 planes in mid-flight. Do you remember? They flew 2 planes into the World Trade Center in New York City. The impact was so great that it caused the building to catch on fire and collapse. Then another plane destroyed part of the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia. The 4th plane crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Many believe that that plane was headed for the White House or the U.S. Capitol. The passengers on that plane, we talked about the spirit of fear, whether you fight, whether you run, or whether you freeze. These passengers decided to fight back. To prevent the plan of the terrorists to go forth. Some 3,000 persons were killed on that day. And the lives of many persons were changed without notice. Their lives changed forever. Lives never will be the same. So this day, we do pray for the survivors and some of those persons I do know, and they're still going through, you all. But we pray for their complete healing and the families, and especially that they know Jesus, that they're saved, and they understand that Jesus can make all the difference. Now, as humans, we really do not like this sudden change and unexpected challenges in our lives. Am I right about it? Amen. If there is anything going to change our regular routine, yes, people of God, we want to be notified. Amen. So when there's a sudden change in our lives, it removes us from a certain level of control and comfort. And we like control now, don't we? Come on, y'all. So as humans, we just spend a lot of time planning our lives so things will go smooth and harmonious. And yes, planning is a good thing. However, there are so many events in our lives. Let's be real. So many events in our lives that are out of our control. And that's just a basic truth, that life is subject to change without notice. So let us go to our text this morning concerning Job's story. We must all agree that he had a tremendous change in his life without notice. Mm-hmm. The Bible tells us that Job was a wealthy man. You may know his story. He was upright. He loved God. He was a man of faith, patience, endurance. He was known to be a generous person. But nevertheless, his life changed without notice. His world was turned upside down. And if you read the story, it tells you through no fault of his own. Job lost his wealth. Job lost his children. Job eventually lost his health. And even those friends of his brought grief to his life friends in the midst of trouble. His friends brought grief to his life. So for Job, the greatest trial was not the pain of all the loss and all the stuff. If you read the story, it was because he didn't understand why God allowed him to suffer. God, I don't know who needs to hear this, but if you read the entire book, all 42 chapters, you'll find that Job never understood why he suffered. Yet Job never gave up on God. See, if you know anything about that wife of his, she said, "Are you still maintaining your integrity, Job? Job, you just need to curse God and die." And Job replied, "Woman, you sound foolish. Shall we not accept good from God and not trouble?" The Bible tells us, through it all, Job did not sin against God. So he had to decide that as I go through this thing, oh yes, I'm hurting inside, but through it all, I'm gonna trust the Lord. I may not understand why, but I'm just gonna trust the Lord. The Lord that has blessed me over and over and over again. I'm just gonna trust the Lord. I don't know what the end's gonna be, but I'm gonna trust the Lord. Anybody in here like that this morning? Job had to finally reconcile that the God that he served is all wise. He's all powerful. His will is perfect. Yet he does not always act in the ways that we understand. The Bible says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, says the Lord. My ways are not your ways, saith the Lord." But we must trust him. Hallelujah, God. We must trust him. So as we reflect today, many of us have experienced our lives changing all of a sudden without notice. We wake up in the morning feeling kind of good. Everything appears to be normal. Oh yes, all is well in the camp. But all of a sudden, life changes without notice. Maybe not to the degree of Job. Maybe not to the degree of 9/11. But nevertheless, it still hurts. It's still painful, people of God. That doctor calls you. Your report is negative. Oh, and your life changes without notice. Hallelujah. Make an appointment. I need to see you soon. World turned upside down. Hallelujah. On the golf course, enjoying yourself, fall and have a broken bone. World changed all of a sudden. Players canceled. Your life has changed without notice. And so have mine. Hallelujah. You put your trust in an employer, Freddie Mac, a contractor. You have established a lifestyle based on that income. And without notice, the relationship is terminated. So many obligations, so many financial commitments, unable to keep them now. Never thought you would have to file bankruptcy. Mortgage company foreclosed. Landlord wants to evict. Life changed all of a sudden without notice. Come on, God. You trusted your spouse for more than 10 years. You gave him or her all you had to give. But all of a sudden, things ain't like they used to be. And I want out. Hallelujah. All of a sudden, your world is turned upside down. And that phone call, you could be at work. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, God. At home, and that phone rings. There's been an accident. There's been a shooting. Your loved one did not survive. We need you to come and identify the body. See, these are real things that happen to believers, not just the world. This happens to the people of God. Your life will change without notice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. See, I just realized in this world, yeah, I love God, but there will be trials and there will be tribulations. In this world, you will experience abuse, disappointment, abandonment, grief, anxiety, and stress. But God has a word for somebody this morning. God has a word for you. He said, I will make a way. When your life changes without notice, I am the great I am. I have all power in my hand. I will make a way. I will make a way out of no way. You may not know how I do it, but I'll do it. Hallelujah, Lord God. Yes, let's just look at Job's situation for a second. How God unfolds his story. In the name of Jesus, let us hear what the Spirit of the Lord has for the church this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, Satan was involved in Job's story. And some oftentimes Satan is involved in our story. He wanted God to test Job. He wanted Job's faithfulness to be tested. Hallelujah. And God allowed it. Yeah, you know what he did to Job. Wealth, children, health. But the good news is Job passed the test. See, it was only a test. It was only a test. Sometimes it's only a test. Will you pass the test? See, God had not forsaken Job. God was watching and God was looking at every move of Satan. It was only a test. God said that there was no one on earth like Job. He wasn't going to let Satan destroy Job. It was only a test. See, I just believe God knew that Job would pass the test. Are you passing your test this morning? Read the complete story. Job decided that he would trust in the Lord, even though he didn't understand it. Even though he didn't see his way out, he was going to trust in the Lord. See, this message is for someone this morning. Job told his friends, though he slay me, yet will I hope in the Lord. No matter what's going on, I'm going to trust him. He realized those friends of his couldn't help him. So the Bible told us that he shaved his head, he tore his robe, and he worshiped God. In the middle of his pain, he worshiped God. Oh, yes, he did. He worshiped God. He said, the Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can you say that this morning? No matter what goes on, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Just keep that with you. At the end, Job passed the test. And Job was more prosperous than ever before. That's what God gave him, even more because of his faithfulness. Job passed the test. The Bible says the Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the first. So you guys, something to expect. He blessed the latter days. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have something to look forward to. Because see, in the middle of his suffering, we got to learn something from Job. He praised the Lord. He worshiped the Lord. He didn't sin against the Lord. He didn't do stupid. He praised the Lord. So, you know, sometimes you get in the middle of stuff, you go do stupid. Yeah. You smoke a little weed. You drink a little drink. You call somebody you know you shouldn't call to meet you somewhere. Come on, you all. Come on, let's talk. talk about this thing. Let's be real. Remember what Job did. Job worshiped the Lord in the middle of trouble. Mm-hmm. And then I can imagine as he got things restored, he looked at those friends and said, do you not know? Have you not heard? Mm-hmm. The Lord is the everlasting God. He is the creator of the ends of the earth. He gives strength, hallelujah. He gives strength to the weary. Oh, yes, he does. He increases the power of the weak. Hallelujah, God. Somebody needs to hear this morning. Look what God has done for me. I can imagine him telling his friends, I heard what you said, God bless you. But look what God has done for me now. It was only a test. It was only a test. Yes, that saying, good God is our God. And there is good news for somebody today. See, if you're going through something and your life has changed without notice, God has good news for you. No matter what it is, whether it's your family or whether it's you, the same God, he's still our God, that blessed Job and brought him through, will bring you through. Will deliver you. Oh, yes. He will. See, because our God tells us in his word that he's able. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask. But do you believe it? You have to believe this thing if it's going to work for you. Do you believe it? Church, you must believe in God's holy word in order to get your victory. You must have faith in God in order to get your victory. It is your faith that will make you whole. It is your faith that will heal you. It is your faith that will deliver you. Do you have faith in God? So we talked about what Job did. What did he do? He praised and he worshiped when trouble came. And if you know anything about King David, when the child that he had with Bathsheba that bore him died, the Bible says he got up from the ground. He washed himself. He went into the house of the Lord and he worshiped. He had a broken heart, but he worshiped God. And there's this prophet, Hezekiah. Prophet told him, Isaiah told him, you're going to die. Get your house in order. No, not the God that I serve. The Bible says he turned his face to the wall and he had a talk with Jesus. He talked to God and God granted him 15 more years. See, you got to get with this thing. When trouble comes, you pray unto the Father. You praise him, you worship him, and you wait for your victory. That's what I want to tell you this morning. So what's the point? That's what you want to know. Pastor, what's the point of talking about those old people? That was so long ago when their lives changed without knowing. But I want to tell you something. Look at those old people and believe. But I have a recent testimony because I'm a witness of what God does when your life changed without notice. So you all hold on and you pray for me. Because I have lived this story. See, it was September 4th, 1996. Yeah, it was 20 years ago that I got that phone call that changed my life without notice. The man said, your only son has been murdered. Hallelujah. Are you the mother of Derek Anthony Moore? He has been murdered. We need you to identify his body. And hallelujah, God. See, many things come to my mind this morning, but the first thing that came to my mind that day was to pick up the word of God. Hey. See, my mom had told me I can stand on this word. So I went to the 23rd Psalm, and it said, the Lord is my shepherd. See, I needed a shepherd that day. I needed someone to hold me, to comfort me. I went to the word, and I never doubted that my God would take care of me. Hallelujah. I found myself prostrate before him, but I still believed. I had to stand on this word, but I still believed. I just believed that he was able. And yes, he brought me through. I remember when it got real tight up in the house sometimes, I would begin to praise and worship God because I just believed. You got to believe it. When the praises go up, the blessings come dripping down. And then I began to remember, as I try to close this, I remember that Jesus had done it all. God sent Jesus. He would be my comforter. He would be my counselor. He would be my enabler. He would be my encourager. And I thank God for that Holy Ghost Spirit that he gave me deep down inside to get through. So yes, life will change without notice. But hold on to God's unchanging word. You pray to your Heavenly Father, but you got to believe it. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you ask what you want and I'll do it for you. But you got to abide in him. The word must be in you if you want your change to come. Jesus has done it all, you all. And even his life changed without notice. As he was walking the earth, healing, blessing people. People saying, Hosanna. But soon after, some of the same people said, crucify him. Crucify him. But Jesus told his Father, if you are willing, just remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but thou will be done. So whatever is going on, can you say, thou will be done in my life? God, I love you, and I know you brought me here to give me an abundant life. Thou will be done in my life. Help me, Lord God, just wind this up. Yes, life will change without notice. But when it does, James wrote this, consider it all joy. Whenever you face trials of any kind, count it all joy. It's just testing you. It's just testing you. It's only a test. So that you can grow up and be complete in the Lord. So that you can be whole and healed and empowered. It's only a test. Believe God is going to bring you through. It's only a test. So I just leave these thoughts with you. When your life change without notice, and it will, you pray to your Heavenly Father. You pray, God, thou will be done in my life. And then you begin to praise and worship him for your victory. And I'm going to close with that. You pray. You praise and you worship God through it all. See, I heard a song, through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus. Through it all, I've learned to depend on his word. Oh, yes, life will change without notice. And someone's life may change even today. But you remember, you pray. You pray and you worship your God, knowing that he has all power in his hand.
Hallelujah.
He will deliver. He will restore. That's why Jesus came. Oh, yes, he did. So whatever is going on, I'll just say, join me and say, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've just learned to depend on his word. I'm not going to listen to what the world has to say about this thing. I'm going to the word. And then I'm going to pray.
Yes.
I'm going to pray.
Yes.
And I'm going to worship my God Let the church say amen. Please stand all over the sanctuary. It's only a test. It's only a test. Are you going to pass your test?
That's the word.
It's only a test.